10.
Something about the female brain doesn't care about that kind of thing.
Yes. What? A what diopter? Oh, come on. We've been over this literally dozens of times. Hello and welcome to Punta Vista. This is a bonus episode. I am Ben, and I am here in the pleasant country village of Gashthorpe. Oh, I guess some would see life here as rather uneventful, perhaps even dull, but for us it's idyllic. Life here moves at its own pace, the gentle ebb and flow of the village's rhythms playing out like a cherished favourite song. This Tuesday afternoon comes as familiar and welcome as an old friend. Here, down the high street, comes the vicar, yanking on the chain of his human pet. His barks and yelps, muffled by the leather mask. With a warm cheerio, the vicar greets the village slut, who's idly filleting a well-worn dildo as he whiles away the time between callers.
Okay.
From the catacombs deep beneath the library come the screams of dying horses, and from the catacombs deep beneath the post office, the screams of dying dogs. From the catacombs beneath the Tesco's comes a naked man who will surely be... Ah, yes, there it is. Kneecapped by the mayor and his trusty elephant gun. Yes, it's a simple life, but it's ours. Who's that now, hanging above the spring flower display in our little roundabout? Why, if they're being crucified, they must be an out-of-towner. It's Lucy. Lucy, how are you enjoying our little village?
Look, it's not quite what I was expecting, but I am appreciating, like, feeling like a part of just the day-to-day culture.
You know? I mean, like, you've been up on the crucifix now for several days, so you've probably met nearly the entire town at this point.
I have. You know, it's not really your average tourist experience. Yes. I like to kind of Anthony Bourdain it, you know. I like to get somewhere local.
No reservations.
No rules.
You wear a leather jacket.
Yes, denim. I smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. You like cheap beer. So what?
So what?
Sue me.
Yeah,
I'm part of the fine dining world, but I won't pay more than $3 for a beer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for some reason, my Facebook algorithm has decided that the only thing I want to see now is Anthony Bourdain quotes.
I mean, like, it could be worse.
90% of the quotes are him just saying, I'm not really that interested in beer. Okay. Sure. Hey, who's this? Hanging next to Lucy, but upside down. Well, that must mean that they're an out-of-towner who left us a bad TripAdvisor review for our local village pub, the Degloved Cock. It's Theo. Hi, Theo. So you didn't like it? Like you didn't find it welcoming? You didn't like the real ales that we have? Authentic real ales?
I think I pressed the wrong star rating on
there. Yeah, because, well, yeah, you left a 2-star review and you said, cute enough, but I don't really see the appeal. Did you type that out by mistake?
I did. Well, and I would be happy to, I would be happy to fix it if you gave me my thumbs back.
Ah, well, we'd all like to do something, wouldn't we? You're getting a little red in the face there, buddy.
Yeah.
A little short of breath.
Kind of upside down, which any of the blood that's not coming out of my thumbs is going straight to my head.
Yeah, that's how they get you. Lowering our gaze, we find yet another visitor to our homely village. Buried up to his neck in the flower bed and trying to bite the rats that are trying to eat his eyes. Why, he must have used a swear word in front of one of the town's many lovely old ladies. It's Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Gonna get these rats.
Yeah. Get them.
They say there's no such thing as a free lunch. Tell that to the man whose tummy is full of rat heads.
Yeah. There's still a lot of them left, though, and they're getting... that's kind of the cruel nature of defending your head with rat bites, is they've got to be quite close to your face for it to work. Mm. And that's where they want to be.
Yeah.
But if you bite the heads off enough rats, there's bodies there for the other rats to eat.
That's very true.
Sorry, Trey, I never really thought of it that way.
That's a lovely bit of conventional wisdom.
Just to keep them at bay, you know? Yeah. And then, the tummy full of rat body, they come over to have a nibble on you. Suddenly, they're a little slow. It's suddenly like afternoon siesta time, you know?
I
do a fake yawn. They can't help it. They yawn too. And while they're yawning, one more rat.
Now, Ben, I don't mean to diminish your craft here at all, but
yes.
You do this to me every single time, you piece of shit. So have you seen League of Gentlemen?
I was thinking a lot about League of Gentlemen while this is happening.
I thought you were just talking about England. I thought that was the joke. We're in England.
Yeah, I think this is meant to be normal England, but it definitely does have some parallels to the sort of the seedy underbelly of the village presented in League of Gentlemen. It's really annoying that the first and last thing of every single League of Gentlemen episode is just some really, really gross transphobia.
Transphobia, yeah.
Yeah.
And the kind of bits in the middle. What do you call them? The intermezzos.
The intermezzos of the sketches.
But have you seen the orange also juice sketch?
The orange juice sketch.
Oh, I actually know the show you're referring to, and here I am sounding a fool.
I don't know that one.
It's really funny. You should watch it later.
Okay, I might. I will. Maddie tried to get me into it recently, and we watched, I think, maybe like the first season. But after every episode, she was like, if you want to stop watching it, we can.
That's exactly what happened to me. Pat showed it to me, like a few sketches. He's like, it might not be your thing. Like, it's all right if it's not your thing.
If you've only seen season one, then you've missed out on the supercharged blackface in seasons two and three.
Yeah, Pat showed me that one too.
Yeah.
Yep. You did say it's a British show, though, right?
From the 2000s. It is a British show. So blackface, sort of.
I'm just assuming that it's blackface.
It's your bread and butter. It's your bangers and mash. Yeah,
it's your baseline comedy. They can't do it without it. It kind of holds up all the rest of the comedy.
Yeah, man in a dress.
Oh, I'm pretty certain it starts with a man in a dress.
Yeah, I think that is the first thing.
The first thing is what's his name? The guy that went on to write the dog shit Sherlock show.
Stephen Pemberton.
No.
It's the Stephen only Pemberton. Name
Stephen
I know.
Stephen Pemberton is in The Dress.
Okay.
With Reese Shearsmith.
Mm. Pemberley Stevenson.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so come on, you got to make names up now.
Anyway.
Did you say Pemberley Stevenson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, this has been a little check-in on something from the past. Sometimes we do check-ins on stuff from the past of this show in a new segment with a theme from cherished listener Vino, which I specifically requested for someone to make this theme, and this is exactly what I had in my mind's eye. So thank you very much, Vino. It's time for Oh Shit, It's an Update on an Old News Story.
Oh Shit, It's an Update to an Old News Story.
Thanks, Vino.
Wonderful.
I feel like we should point out it's very similar to Oh Shit, It's an Update to an Old Kickstarter from Your Kickstarter Sucks. The podcast
that we
all love so much.
Yeah.
And by similarity, we mean loving tribute to a show that we all like very much and have listened to for many, many years.
Yes. But also transformative enough to avoid any legal issues.
That's right.
I've given you guys so much money. Don't get mad.
Yeah, we basically own that for the combined subscriptions.
Like paying the copyright on layaway, you know?
So this is a follow-up on something that we first discussed in the bonus episode, the Texas Lineman Suck-Off Epidemic. This is about the plight of the lineman, the plight of the lineman's wife, and the plight of the bucket bunny. Now, I don't know if you guys have been seeing any news about this, but in very recent history and in the very near future, if not the present, Florida and the American South in general, I guess.
Yeah, Florida's going away.
Yep, they got hit by Hurricane Helene, and then they are now about to be hit by Hurricane Milton, I believe.
Stupid name for a hurricane, first of all.
Great name for a suburb, though.
But on the upside, people are starting to believe that there is something going on, but unfortunately it's with the triple brackets globalists that cause hurricanes.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not climate change.
It's not just climate change.
The climate is being changed.
It is being changed by democratic elites
pointing their weather rays at the sky.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. Marjorie Taylor Greene blowing the lid wide off this one.
I kind of feel like we've sort of just, maybe things might be slipping from our grasp. Perhaps vis-a-vis being alive on this
Earth.
That's right. So because of those storms, a shitload of linemen have been going interstate because of the power grid getting knocked out, and which means that we're getting sent a lot of linemen content at the moment, just lots of very, like, there was one post in particular that was like a photo of an enormous tent city of linemen and their vestals, the trusty bucket truck. Mm-hmm. Just like thousands of linemen. Very brings a tear to the eye.
It's beautiful.
Here's a post from r/lineman. Funny or weird? Want to make an appreciation sign for the lineman giving power back after Helene.
Okay. Sounds nice.
The sign says, I will suck you off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it, basically.
Balls drained here.
Yep. That's it.
220 kV and above.
So I'm often passing multiple trucks of linemen, and I just wanted to make a little sign to hold up and show my appreciation as I drive by. The first plan was just a simple I love linemen. Then I had an idea that I thought was hilarious, but I also don't want to make anyone uncomfortable. Quotes, we'll suck dick for power.
Yeah.
Can I offer one gentle criticism to this person, which is I kind of feel like they've got this backwards. Generally speaking, people drive past, you hold up the sign. Is she saying, I want to hold up a sign while I drive by or while they drive by?
Yeah, well, have we established a gender?
Doesn't say, actually.
It could be him. Could be his sign.
Yeah. Apologies to the enthusiastic dick suckers among us.
They really want to suck these guys' dicks, huh? Like,
oh, like catching this as if it's a joke. Like, oh, I mean, I'm just being silly. I'm just being goofy with it.
Like, she will suck dick for power.
Yeah, like, are legitimately.
Are they?
Yeah.
Maybe the actual question under the surface here is like, so, with this sign, plausible deniability?
Yeah.
Hey, it's just a joke.
Yeah.
Or, zip.
In case. Maybe.
Yeah, what if someone says something about it, you're like, oh, no, I did a Reddit post 2 days ago where I said it was meant to be funny.
If you don't like it, it's just a joke.
But if you do like it...
Slurp, slurp. Would you laugh, cringe, or feel seriously uncomfy from this sign? I figured I'd poll my target audience before committing to the idea.
Probably don't sexually harass the guys doing the hurricane stuff.
I gotta say, very enthusiastic response from the people of r/lineman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of them sharing anecdotes of previous times where people have put out more or less exactly this sign, and they've said that people have laughed, they've appreciated it, but as far as they know, no one has actually taken it seriously and gone and knocked on the door, which is very nice.
No one's got their dick sucked.
Big lie. Huge fucking lie. Absolutely, these guys are like, hey, I saw your sign.
You know what they need? You know what the bloody linemen need? It's about time that we revived, refreshed, maybe even created an entirely new set of, like, you know, the hobo symbols that they would like put on a fence post or
hobo
whatever.
Sign. Yeah.
So Lucy, you look like you're not familiar with hobo
signs. No, I have
signs.
No idea what you're talking about.
We're talking about your friendly hobos in days gone by who would pack up the bindle on a stick, hop the rails, travel around. If they would go to a place that was like receptive and perhaps they would let you stay in the barn, you know, maybe give you some corn muffins or some such, there'd be like a particular symbol that someone would carve into the fence
post.
Oh,
a hobo sign. Okay. Yeah.
There would also be one for like, this person's an easy mark. You can get something out of them. And then there'd be like, stay away. This guy doesn't want you to touch his sexy daughters.
Or this picture has three sexy daughters and then a cross over the hole in the side
what
of the
could
barn
it mean?
Wall.
So I think let's come up with a new set of these for linemen to use. You know, they can
like
do one
traffic,
for like
traffic light party. They should have traffic light party
clothes
on.
Oh my God. Yes.
Green high-vis.
Green.
Red high-vis, like, yellow.
Yeah. Yes.
You need the symbol for the sign was a joke.
Yeah, it's like reciprocal as well because you're wearing the reflective green high-vis of the lineman who either has an arrangement with his wife or doesn't care about his wife's feelings. Then your house, you have the green door of someone who's like, hey, you don't even have to knock. Walk on in with your dick out.
You get your dick sucked.
You get your dick sucked. Like, you are leaving empty 2 minutes later.
Mm.
Because you've got power to restore. We're not fucking around with this
fucking
thing.
Around,
adding
fast.
Adding the universal symbol for I'm just joking, the winky face to this would have
unhelpful.
The opposite effect.
Yeah, it's no good. Don't try it. I'll suck you off. Wink.
Wink.
Why did you think I would suck you off? I was just kidding.
I'm just looking at some of the sheets for hobo symbols, and it does lead me to wonder if the Zodiac Killer was a hobo.
Could have been.
Or is there just a lot of overlap with sort of
simple symbols,
basic
that you can
symbology?
Draw? Yeah. I think he was part of America's railroad riding itinerant workforce.
That's why they never caught him.
If it's horrible, I'll delete this and pretend like it never happened. Overwhelmingly positive feedback.
Oh.
And there was like one person who was like, I'll bloody knock on that door. And everyone was like, shut the fuck up. You're making us linemen look bad.
Yeah, we're not supposed
we
to
would never
break
do that.
Kayfabe.
Yeah.
Ooh, we hate having our dicks sucked.
Yeah, we don't talk about the suck-offs because our wives are online now. It's not the 50s anymore.
Use the symbols. Use the symbols.
Read about this stuff.
I think they're sucking each other off. Linemen.
Oh, for
like, it's
sure
only natural, right? It's like...
The lonely nights?
Yeah. World War II trenches, you know?
Up tent there in
city?
A bucket together for hours.
Yeah. Lineman tent city?
The it's demonization
kind
of male sex
together.
Toys.
It's so hot you can't even sleep. 3 a.m. surrounded by these shirtless linemen. You've
yeah.
all had a couple
Everyone
of beers.
Laughed at me when I brought out my fleshlight.
Hey, what are you fucking that thing for? Fuck one of us, brother.
Hey, put that away.
Put that away. Come over here.
You don't need that.
Oh my God, the apprentice just got out of his fleshlight. Come on, we don't
Come
do that
on.
Here.
Acting kind of insulted, like someone came around for a dinner party and like pulled out a snack for themselves, you
yeah,
know?
Like, oh, no, Come no, on. No. Hey, you go and use that. You go and use that. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, no. I guess my mouth isn't good enough for you, huh?
Buddy, just sit back, relax, and let the crew take care of it.
Man, you know, it's people say a lot of shit about America, but there is something so beautiful about guys coming in from everywhere.
Yeah.
Indiana, Iowa,
Lebanon,
Idaho, Illinois,
Paris, Texas.
Yes. They're coming in to help out, and then they're sucking each other's cocks at night.
Yeah.
That's the
coming
best
together.
Thing I can imagine. Yes, they are. 10,000 linemen in Tent City having a simultaneous orgasm and getting the power back online.
And getting the power back on.
Oh, yeah. It looks like there's a neighboring community of harlots setting up in the Tent City across the road.
Hmm.
Their morals are loose.
There's something else I want to explore about this, but I didn't realize there's a lineman-groundman divide.
Oh, really?
So,
yeah. The groundman, they're
the
also an electrical technician, I guess. But yeah, the groundies,
but,
they stay on
the
earth.
The ground lines. Oh.
Groundmen remain on the earth while the linemen ascend
to
the heavens.
Different kind of man
some
for those two
have
jobs,
taste
I feel
danger.
Like.
Yeah.
There's probably some good groundmen out there, but I'm just thinking, after I learn about linemen, I can't get excited about groundmen.
I think you're getting a good, honest man if you marry a groundman.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he's not going to cheat on you, but
so,
like,
yeah, that's right.
Who would try and, you know, cheat with him? Is kind of what I'm saying. His little plane.
Do you ever worry about him going out on his jobs? You know, he's gone away. Maybe temptation is there.
Oh, Derek. Oh, no. Not
Derek.
No.
He's a groundie.
He's
a groundie.
Five
he's like getting
books
his dick
with
sucked.
Him. He's gone away for 2 days. Like, I don't think he's... I think he's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand. When are you back, honey? And you're sure it's Monday. You're absolutely certain it's Monday. Early or late?
Is Jacob on the crew this? Oh, he's not on. He's not going out this time.
He's got a sprained ankle. Oh, he's probably going to need some soup.
Yeah,
need some
Derek
hot soup.
Probably need some baked ziti.
Derek goes away for work, and then she sees like the PlayStation turn on in the other room because he's just playing it remotely from his hotel.
Yeah.
Derek's at it again.
Yep. That's my Derek. I almost feel bad for cheating on him.
Just a big queue of linemen at the door.
Yeah, it turns out there was just a big ground problem. The lines didn't need to be looked at all. All the linemen are still in town. Hey, if you're that lady and your groundman husband is left, but there's a bunch of hot, beautiful linemen around, You are one lucky duck. Let's hear about another lucky duck in Mr. Lucky Duck.
He's Mr. Lucky Duck.
That's one lucky duck.
Fuck.
This comes to us from WNCT in Connecticut. The Wanked.
The Wanked.
The Wanked.
Oh, we're getting wanked over here.
The Wanked.
For the Wanked the among
wanky.
Us.
No, Wanker. Man wins $150,000 after buying lottery game with money earned from selling pumpkins.
Wonderful.
This is a truly... classic pumpkin to riches story. A Hartford man sells pumpkins each year. Whole sentence. That is the entire first sentence.
He said, how many each year?
How many pumpkins would a pumpkinman sell? This year, the man, Roy Story. This is how Scooby would say Toy Story.
Yep.
Roy Story. This year, the man, Roy Story, sold one for $10 and used that money to buy a $5 Extreme Cash Word lottery ticket on
he
Monday.
He sold one pumpkin that came free from the ground.
He probably put labor into caring for the pumpkin, I guess. How much is a pumpkin
man's time? Valley
how much
economy?
Is the labor worth?
Yeah, the fact that he got changed from a pumpkin for his lottery ticket is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. It was either selling pumpkins or going down in the mines every day to extract minerals and trying to make little gift baskets for the town hall.
And there were monsters down there for some reason. You've got to have a fucking sword in the mines. What's up with the town in Stardew Valley?
What is up? Well, it's kind of being invaded by capitalism is sort of the thing that's going on there.
Yeah.
The Joji Mart, et cetera.
Your uncle left you a house or something?
Yeah, your uncle left you a house.
And you're all anime.
Really?
All people in there are anime. Yeah.
Yeah.
That $10 pumpkin money earned him $150,000.
Oh, you got that pumpkin
game.
Money?
You got that pumpkin money?
Yeah. Well, technically $550,005.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Because the $5 ticket still
has
the other
$5. Pumpkin money work for him.
Yeah.
Imagine walking in with your $10 note saying, oh, is pumpkin money okay here?
I got this from selling a pumpkin.
Oh, I got my money from the fishing mini game.
Your pumpkin money's no good here.
quote, I didn't have my glasses on, Story said. I thought it won $1,000. That's a nice little surprise.
That's also a nice little surprise.
He's rubbing his old eyes. Yeah,
that's a lot of zeros.
$1,000.
What if he goes to the same 7-Eleven or whatever it was with that other guy and he takes it and goes, yeah, you did win $1,000.
Yeah, $1,000.
Wow, good for you.
And that's a good habit you have of saying what the amount is before you give me the ticket.
Hey, I've won $1,000.
Correct. That's very true. Guy trying to keep a straight face. But that guy can't see anyway. Story picked up his prize on Monday. He plans to use the $107,251 he was left with after tax withholdings to buy a truck.
I thought he'd be putting it all back into pumpkins.
Yeah.
He's doubling down on that pumpkin dollar.
So it's
far.
Passive income. Spent all your money on pumpkins. Sell those pumpkins for lottery tickets.
He's had a 30,000% return on his initial investment. So I think he should probably stick with this business model.
Yeah, keep going with it.
Or just quit your job.
Selling pumpkins, which I'm not sure is his job.
What the fuck? $100,000. Okay, so first of all, I'm making air quotes here. A truck costs $10,000.
And they're not even talking about like a box truck or like a semi-trailer. They're talking about
when Americans say truck, they mean a utility vehicle.
Truck, yeah, utility vehicle. That's right.
Don't they cost like $80,000?
Yeah.
I mean, they can.
No, if you go on
and
Facebook Marketplace.
2003,
Toyota Hilux.
If you're a
Hilux.
Idiot.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to buy a fucking stupid truck.
He is. That's the problem.
Brand new F-350.
He's buying a Silverado.
God damn it. See what they say about Samsara?
Yes.
You could be free.
Yeah. $150,000 in lottery winnings could free you from the wheel of Samsara.
It would fucking...
Think about how many lottery tickets you could buy. with $150,000.
Statistically, you're actually almost dead certain to win the lottery if you spend $150,000 on lottery tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if that's true.
I think it's real. I crunched the numbers.
I don't know. Like, we need more information to know if he's doing well here, because how long's he been growing these pumpkins for? How many of them has he sold? I don't even believe that you could say, unless he's been growing them for years and he's put like $400,000 into growing pumpkins and this was the first one he sold.
And has he been converting them all into lottery tickets?
Like,
or is some of it getting converted into beer?
Could just be his passion. Maybe he just enjoys growing pumpkins. Maybe that is its own reward.
Pumpkins are a very rewarding vegetable to grow. They basically, once you start, they will not ever stop.
They won't. You put seeds down, you get pumpkins. You take those pumpkins, you put them straight in the fucking trash.
Yep.
You can basically repeat that process forever.
You've made so much pumpkin soup, there's no possible way. You're giving pumpkins to friends and family, and now you've become the pumpkin guy. A man selling pumpkins for $10 to buy a $5 extreme cash word lottery ticket and then getting $150,000 and then spending $107,000 of it on a truck. That's a quintessential American story. The sort of thing we explore in America Watch. It's time for America Watch.
America.
Hey, you know how Vino makes these themes for us and then we just forget them forever?
Yes.
We forget, it's not, there's still one in the fucking bank.
Which one is it? Say it and I'll beep it.
I can't tell, it's the one.
We haven't used it? Oh, fuck. I gotta look out for more related news.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. Oh, well, this comes to us from WLNS in Michigan. Homeowner shoots intruder with crossbow.
Sure.
Fair response.
Yeah. Hey, you're in my house? Well, now there is a crossbow bolt in your shoulder.
Yeah, it's called the Castle Doctrine.
Yes, that's right. It would be cool to use medieval weapons to fight off an intruder.
Yeah,
you've stepped into my world, and also my world is medieval England.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shoop.
What are you guys picking up if you get a home intruder? Like, what have you got handy? What's your weapon?
My ability to reason with someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, brother.
Facts and logic.
Please don't take my laptop. I need it for work.
Yeah. I'm pushing.
I'm a nice guy.
Closest in front.
What if I tell you a few anecdotes from my childhood so you realize that I'm a person and this will make me upset if you steal my shit?
So
what are you picking up?
Start crying immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You wouldn't hit a man with glasses who's crying and the boogers are running down his nose and over his mouth, would you?
It's my birthday. It's my birthday today.
You wouldn't tell a little birthday boy, would you?
That's the main thing. That's the main thing we're keeping in the bedside table is a little birthday hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little party hat.
Wait. Let me
put
this
it on.
Out.
Run downstairs and I'm like, oh, today? Yeah. Today?
I turned 34 today. I can't believe this is happening on my birthday.
It's going to be hard to understand the rest of what I'm going to say with this dummy in my mouth.
You wouldn't steal a PS4 off a man wearing a diaper, would you? No one's stealing a PS4, I don't think, at this point. I think we're past the point.
No, I think it's a cash negative
not.
For a PS4.
I'd be using the PS4 as a weapon, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Lucy, what are you picking up? You sound like you already had been fantasizing about using a weapon against a home intruder.
I was just going to say, like, a Dutch oven, but I think facts and logic is probably better.
Yeah, I'm just going to Dutch up my home intruder.
It's going to Dutch up. That's heavy. Things heavy.
I'm going to Boston Steamer my home intruder.
Grabbing some of my very large and insanely sharp Japanese knives. Slashing away.
Oh, you can't be using... Don't use the sharp Japanese kitchen knife that may be turned against you.
Mm.
Introducing a knife into hand-to-hand combat, you're just doubling the chances of you getting stabbed.
You get stabbed with your own knife, but John Wick...
The chances of somebody getting cut by the big knife.
Yeah, you included. You're in that
largely
fracas.
You, the person who is not trained in combat.
Yeah, we'll whereas see. Most thieves, they've taken some points in knife combat.
You think so?
A Monroe County homeowner fended off two home invaders while wielding a crossbow Tuesday morning.
Okay.
I really like the phrasing of that. While wielding a crossbow, as if they interrupted him while he was already using the crossbow.
Yeah.
Oh, I already had this equipped.
He's
perfect.
Like shaking it menacingly at the wall.
They I think maybe down the he door was. Yeah. A little bit. Maybe they climbed over the back fence and found him doing ye old gun carter, you know?
Mm-hmm. Deputies were dispatched to a home on the 4500 block of Huron Street in Frenchtown Township.
Yeah, Jesus insane Christ. Address to have.
Yeah, Frenchtown
4500 block of Frenchtown Township.
Yeah. What about Frenchtown Friendship?
Yes.
What about a little bit Frenchtown more Friendship?
Yes. Yes. Mm. At around 12:38 a.m., after receiving... interesting. Theo, do you notice that? Wait, no, never mind. I was going to say it's the start of the Fibonacci sequence, but we skipped five. But they are all numbers from the Fibonacci sequence. It all means something.
It's all connected.
Yes.
I love it when stuff means something.
Yeah, it's great when something is signified. After receiving a call of a home invasion in progress... According to the call, two people broke into a home that had two residents inside. One of the intruders was then shot with an arrow by a resident, after which the intruders fled.
How non-fatal shot then, you know?
Yeah. The intruder who was shot, a 32-year-old man from Newport, was taken to hospital to remove the arrow and undergo surgery. He's now in police custody while he recovers. The other man, 41, of Newport, was arrested shortly after the incident and is currently held in the Monroe County Jail. Police will not release the men's identities until they are arraigned. According to the Monroe County Sheriff, this incident is believed to have not been a random act of violence.
Oh,
and
he was
seems
ready.
To have stemmed from a prior altercation between the people involved.
Oh.
He's just sitting in his chair.
He was
waiting. Just with
waiting.
The crossbow.
On his rocking chair, facing the back door, because he knows they're not going to try the front door. Crossbow in his lap, fully loaded. He's got a glass of whiskey with him. They open the door and he says, I knew this moment was coming. Bam! Yeah. Crossbow bolt in the shoulder.
Come back to fuck my wife again.
Bam! This is like...
Fargo-ass country.
I've been in personal altercations with people. Never really elevated to the level of crossbow violence.
I mean, it's kind of less than gun violence, right? It's sort of somewhere in between.
Small mercies. Didn't blast him with a shotgun or something, but fucking... Did you buy the crossbow because you knew these two people might be coming?
Or is it for hunting?
You had a fender bender in the parking lot of the Walmart, and you left and you just got a sense, this isn't over. This will never be over until we're all dead.
Yeah. I've seen that, man. He's the devil himself.
Yes.
Sure, I could buy a gun. It's too easy.
That's just exactly what he'd want me to do.
Sure, I could buy a beautiful Glock. It's too fast for this man.
Yeah.
This man needs to die with something going all the way through him, but still being inside and coming out both ends.
Also, he better leave as soon as I shoot him, and I better not miss.
Yeah, because it's really annoying to put another one in there.
This thing.
Do you think he had one of those ones with the crank? You got to turn the handle really fast to wind it back to get another shot in there? Or you reckon just a manual pull?
I think a manual. I think he's a manual kind of guy.
I reckon he's cranking that.
Yeah.
You think he's cranking that?
He's cranking that thing.
I reckon both of those sound like a euphemism for jacking off.
Hey.
Manually pulling and cranking it? Come on.
What?
Forget about it. Hey, sometimes when I look at this sort of thing, I think, what is this? The Grand Theft Auto video game series, sometimes the world does feel a little bit like that. And we check that out in the segment called GTA World. This comes to us from WHTM in Pennsylvania.
The website.
That's right. Stolen construction machine used to damage York County park items. Police investigating. This is a storied genre of thing that I love. A construction machine was stolen and used to destroy objects at a York County park, and police are looking for the suspects. A Wirtgen W50 DCI road construction milling machine. If you scroll down to the document, there's a picture of it, Lucy.
Oh, so perfect. You don't even need to Google it. You could tell that I was doing it. Oh.
Yeah. at North George Street and 8th Avenue in North York Borough was stolen by two people at 4:30 a.m. on Saturday, a news release states. The machine was owned by Kinsley Construction. Now, 4:30 a.m. on a Saturday in York
They're
County.
They're up early.
Or are they up late?
Yes.
They had a couple of beers. They've been partying. They went to Dennigan's. They went to the hole in the wall.
Mm.
They went to McFlanity's.
They went
had
McFlanity's.
Shots at all
or
of
Doherty's.
Them. Yes.
You guys want to go to McFlanity's?
Yes.
They get a shamrock shot.
They got absolutely fucked at O'Finnigan's. Kettigan's. They were 20 sheets to the wind. They saw this Wirtgen W50 DCI road construction milling machine and they went, I bet you I can fucking drive that thing.
It does look like a tall bumper car.
It looks a little bit like a Zamboni.
It looks like a Zamboni.
It looks exactly like a Zamboni. I'm not totally sure what this machine actually does.
Is it sort of flattening the ground,
like
polishing
the ground, polishing the ground kind of situation?
Making the road nice and shiny for all the cars?
Maybe.
The machine was then driven to Kaufman Park, and once there, police said the suspects drove across the basketball court and ran over items such as benches, trash cans, and parking signs before getting stuck in the grass.
Oh, it's for removing pavement. It breaks up the...
Uh-huh.
It breaks up the pavement. Efficient milling and granulating of road pavement. You got some pavement you want granulated?
They'd be so good at fucking up a basketball court after you've had 30 beers. Yes.
You guys, we should go granulating. You want to go granulating later?
Oh, I bet you won't go granulating with me. I hate granulating. I get so self-conscious. No, you got to do it. You got to.
Hey, guys, Tony's scared of granulating. I'm not.
Now, that was the entire news story, those sentences. There was something that I really desperately needed to find out about the Wirtgen W50 DCI road construction milling machine. So I looked this up. I got this from the manufacturer, from Wirtgen. From the photo, that appears to be the three-wheel model of the Wirtgen W50 DCI road construction milling machine, which means it has a top speed of 8 kilometers an hour.
Yes.
You imagine?
Eight. Uh-huh. Eight.
Yeah. You've had
Sorry,
10 shots.
Sorry, for Americans, that is 5 miles per hour.
Yeah. You've had a bunch of shots. You've had a bunch of beers, couple
You're
of cocktails.
You're all sitting on that thing. Woo!
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 Scenery flying by at 8 kilometers an hour.
You reckon they got a horn on there?
Beep, beep. Oh, they absolutely have a horn on there. I bet it's even got a little the reversing beeps as well when you back that shit up on your Wirtgen W50 DCI road construction milling machine. It's so beautiful that, like, a lot of people think that finding happiness in life is, like, really complex. You know, maybe you need, like, business success or artistic validation, like the realization of these big goals, or, you know, there's something in yourself that you have to conquer over a lifetime to find joy, when you could just get, like, blackout drunk at Skerrigan's, and then at 4:30 in the morning on a Saturday, you and your best friend in the whole fucking world, barely able to stand up, you get on a three-wheel Wirtgen W50 DCI road construction milling machine, and at 8 kilometers an hour, you just take out a bunch of park benches and rubbish bins?
Honestly, sounds super fun.
Yeah, that sounds dope.
Oh, my God. And, like,
honestly, really cool to go sign your name, like, in the concrete parking lot of your local grocery store.
Hey, someone's milled a very beautiful signature into this parking lot. Wonderful penmanship.
And then next to that, a huge erect cock.
Yeah, there's little veins. Bits of jizz coming out. He's figured out how to turn the milling machine
on and off. Yeah.
So he can do a little dotted, dashed line. From what we can tell, it looks like the jizz is traveling this way in the drawing.
Might give a hint as to where they went.
How good is fucking around and destroying multiple things at 8 kilometers an hour while you're blackout drunk and not getting caught?
Not getting caught.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
And just doing it for the perfect amount of time to be like, you know what? We should probably skedaddle now.
Yeah.
We know we've had our fun.
Yes.
It's time to call a close.
We've looked around and discovered there were no more worlds left to conquer. And we said, fantastic, because it's time to go home. I'm quite sleepy now.
Yeah.
Look, they may have damaged public property, sure, but they were having fun. Aren't we all flawed in some way? Is anybody perfect? No.
Mm-mm.
And that's what we talk about in Pobody's Nerfect.
Pobody's Nerfect. No, no, Pobody's Nerfect. No, whoopsie daisy. Nobody's nerfect. No.
This comes to us from the Decatur Daily in Decatur, Alabama. Alabama fire chief addresses inappropriate EMS training scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Isn't that tantalizing?
Yeah. That is.
Now, what if I was stuck in the washing machine?
Mm. Getting the jaws of life to pry you out of there.
Decatur Fire and Rescue Chief Tracy Thornton on Tuesday said he would take appropriate action after learning of a, quote, inappropriate training exercise as the Alabama Fire College continues to investigate the DFR recruit school. Interesting you don't hear this at all about the Order College or Earth College. The state began its investigation into DFR's recruit training on Monday after the class was abruptly sent home on Friday, according to Thornton. The class began on September 3rd with 21 new recruits. In addition to Decatur firefighters, the DFR Training Center offers classes to self-sponsored recruits and aspiring firefighters from nearby departments. Quote, a video has been shared with Decatur Fire/Rescue that was taken from one of our previous training classes. The video was taken during a drill that was intended to show recruits that they may have to respond to very odd circumstances on emergency calls, Thornton said in a written statement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Washing machine, dryers.
Washing machine/dryer.
All
combo.
Sorts of things you might get
washing
stuck
machine
in.
Dryer stuck Corny in their housewives. Situation. Mm-hmm. Step dryer, step washing machine combo situation. Quote, during the video, we witnessed an exercise being used that was inappropriate for this type of training. Even though the concept of preparing recruits for the unexpected is good in theory, the practical application was completely wrong. I'm really loving how many paragraphs they can get into this
I'm
without
really
telling
you. I'm really tantalized about these naughty firefighters.
Nah, it's pretty boring. It's not funny at all. The Decatur Daily obtained the video Thornton referenced in his statement. It shows an apparent simulated medical emergency.
Oh, Sonic pregnant. Sonic pregnant.
Is that necessarily an emergency? Sonic could be having a healthy pregnancy.
Yeah.
He can have healthy trimesters.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Sonic
yeah.
can have healthy trimesters. A man lays face down on a bathroom floor with his pants down around his thighs.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The handle of a plunger appears to protrude from the man's backside, although it isn't actually lodged in him.
Mm-hmm.
What? Was he trying to, suck out a turd?
Have you guys ever sucked a turd out of a toilet?
You guys ever sucked a turd directly out of a human ass? This thing's really stuck. So notice they say, I guess they don't really specify. So they say the handle of a plunger, but they don't say which direction.
Yeah. Which way.
Are they suggesting that the plunger end is inside? Because that is the exact wrong shape of something you want to.
Yeah, because once that's in, that's like the opposite.
Yeah.
You want the flanged end.
It's like the back end of a butt
never
plug.
Insert the flared base first. That's like the wrongest you can do.
Yeah,
it.
You think okay, it's got a flared base, it's safe.
Yeah.
Just one precaution left to take.
That's right. You know when you're sort of blindly groping back there, you're holding the middle, but you can't quite tell which end is which, and you're like, 50-50 odds. It What's the worst matter. That could happen?
Probably fine.
God, I hope that the Decatur Fire Rescue people are trained for this.
I hope they're trained to expect the unexpected.
Yes. The man, who appears to be an instructor, stands in the left of the frame and films on his phone as four recruits enter the room. As the recruits decide how to respond to the simulated injury, some in the video struggle to contain their laughter.
Like screaming at them like Ali Ermi in Full Metal Jacket.
Do you think this is funny?
This is a serious training exercise.
This man is suffering. One man wears a Decatur Fire jacket while another man wears a shirt that reads Alabama Fire College.
Another man. Fire college?
Fire guys. What? And again, what does this have to do with the guys that's trying to suck his turds out anything. Of his butthole?
Yeah. I don't.
Why else would you be using the plunger there?
Well, someone has a theory here. Another man wears a shirt that reads Alabama Fire College. Another man, apparently playing the role of a bystander, wears a shirt that reads Fire Marshal. Quote, he just really likes plungers, the latter tells the recruits.
Okay.
Oh, so he was, okay. So
he was fucking himself.
He was fucking himself with it. He was
fucking himself with a plunger, which I guess, you know, you can
country boys make do.
Country boys make do. You get the plunger in to stick to the wall. You get into a sort of a
it's kind of like a stick on the wall dildo situation.
Yeah, the suction cup and a dildo.
That's how we do in Alabama.
Yeah, that's right. You know, sometimes you're as horny as fuck and you're in the bathroom at the fire station and you just got to make it work. Sometimes you have to put in the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And for all you young guns out there, didn't always used to have big dildos with a suction base.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. You couldn't just buy that anywhere.
You guys think it's totally normal now. Not for us. We were inventing stuff. Yeah. We were buying an old stool that a bar was going to throw out. Hey, you're just getting rid of this?
We're putting any old thing in our asses.
You know, I might do a little restoration, you know? And then you take it away, see what happens.
Yes. Yes. Quote, training scenarios like this should never have occurred and will not be permitted to happen again, Thornton said. It was wrong. Even though the DFR command staff should have never let this happen, it did. And now that we are aware, we are taking the appropriate action.
We but will we can be punishing
never
them
undo
with death.
The harm we have caused.
I just, like, I get that that's weird. It's probably weird to have a guy with his pants off with, like, a simulated plunger stuck up his ass.
Like,
maybe
probably.
To you. Maybe to a closed-minded person like you.
That's true. Yeah, I guess. I'm a bit of a prude about these things. I just don't. What are the policy changes you're going to make to ensure that this never happens again?
Yeah.
Hey guys,
do that thing.
Don't do the plunger up the ass one again, please.
Yeah. Now, fellas, no butt stuff.
Also, guy caught trying to fuck something, don't do that one. Also, so he's face down on the floor, collapsed. What's supposed to have happened to him?
Yeah, like what happened to make him pass out?
He passed out from fucking himself in the ass with a plunger?
Because I think at that point he's dead.
I think it was from the suction, from the turd suction.
Oh, it wasn't because of the overwhelming pleasure?
Yeah.
Of hitting it ever so right
never tried
with a plunger?
To suck a turd out of your ass with a plunger? You don't know what you're missing.
I knew.
I'm a really busy man and I can't wait for these turds to come out. Hurry up in there, boys.
Black and white footage. His hands on his hips. Are you tired of waiting for turds to come out of your ass?
Oh, boy.
God, looking at his watch. What's happening?
Hands in his head on the toilet. Oh.
We don't have time for
Missed
this.
Missed another meeting.
Cuts to colour. He looks happy and refreshed, and he's shaking a man's hand because he just signed another business deal because he made it to that meeting on time. Thanks. Turd remover.
Turd suckers.
I would never have been able to close that business deal if it wasn't for turd suckers. Thanks, turd suckers.
We had these family friends years ago. And there was a bathroom incident. Counselor. There was a bathroom incident that happened one time, which is that this this friend of ours had this thing happen, where she went to the bathroom, sat down on the toilet, started doing toilet stuff, and you know what that means.
You know what goes on in there.
Apparently there is this thing that can happen medically where some combination of sitting down and emptying your bladder does something to your blood pressure that just makes you pass out.
Oh, yeah.
A syncope.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. There's a term for the specific one that happens when you're on the toilet, but I had a stress-induced syncope happen to me like a couple of months ago.
Oh, cool. Oh.
And I nearly passed out while watching a play.
Well, when this happened to this lady, it happened to her on the toilet with her pants around her ankles, and she passed out and fell forward onto the tile floor, smashing all her front teeth out.
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
I am terrified of doing that. I've already told this
story. Well, then don't do it!
On the podcast, but when I got gastro and I was shitting, but then I needed to vomit, but also I had to get the bucket, and then my blood pressure went to zero and I fell off the toilet with my dookie butt in the air.
Oh, no.
And then to throw up in the bucket on the floor like a dog.
Like a dog. Dogs don't use buckets, though.
No. No, they just not eat it again. Dogs also love the taste of their own puke.
They sure do.
Is that something that Winston does? Wilfred?
You know, Winston doesn't vomit. Winston doesn't vomit, thank God, because I think I'd kill him. He had bridged too far. Got too much other shit to deal
He's
with.
He's got too much diarrhea to vomit. I haven't got time to vomit because of the diarrhea that I have.
They're both draining the same bar.
That's right.
I think I've mentioned, but he did eat a snail whole. Just crunching on that thing, let him out, and he just crunched on an entire snail.
It's probably great, you know? Like, I don't know if you're giving him, like, a lot of food with different textures, but I personally appreciate some textural variety in the things that I eat.
Oh, you think we should give in our dogs textural variety?
Yeah, I think a bit of squishy stuff, a bit of shell, you know?
I don't think Winston deserves textural variety. I think he deserves Soylent for dogs.
He does.
I think he should be Soylent.
I bet he's a lovely animal in person. Vasovagal syncope.
That's the one.
Yeah. You can also have a micturition syncope, which is what happens when you're pissing. And of course, our dear friend, the defecation syncope.
Yeah.
Defecation syncope, New York. Is that anything? Maybe an episode title. A spokeswoman for the Fire College says they have not yet released a statement about the investigation on Tuesday and did not respond to further inquiries. The investigation comes just as the appeal hearing for Kevin Jackson, a DFR lieutenant who was double demoted in June, is set to resume on Wednesday.
Double demoted.
Double demoted.
Can you do that?
You're busted down to corporal. Oh, and while we're at it, you're also busted down to private.
Telling your wife that you've been demoted. Your wife comes in, you've got a hangdog look on your face. You didn't get demoted, did you?
No.
It's all right. We can work through this. We can work through this. You're just a corporal. You're just a corporal now.
Yeah.
I can live with you being a corporal. I can live with that.
Suck a corporal off.
Imagine getting Columbo demoted. They give you one demotion. Yeah, then just as they're leaving. One more thing. Among the allegations against Jackson are that he refused to participate in training that he didn't find useful. Like, yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, all right.
What a hero. Yeah. Office workers, take note.
I didn't realize that you could get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just choose to not click through those slides they email you. Mandatory password safety training.
Yeah. Not useful.
Cultural sensitivity training. Whoa. Yeah. Delete.
I love all those people. But
and let's list some of them.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even care. Like black, white, purple. You know that classic one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best one.
I see that New South Wales cops who've been writing like really whingy stuff on their cars where they're like, pay us more. We're too sad to beat anybody up.
Underpaid.
Yeah.
Apparently in protest, they are now just refusing to do a whole bunch of particular duties. And they listed them all off on the news. And I was like, they just sound like the ones you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also are probably already not doing. Yeah.
Well,
nothing's changed.
One of them was checkups on like people who are out on bail for DV offenses. And I'm like, they weren't doing
that.
Oh,
my goodness. Cool.
Okay.
You're probably already checking up on them by like sending them the address of the person they've got restraining orders.
Yeah.
Being held against them by or whatever.
That's solidarity with workers. Cops aren't workers.
Cops are not workers.
Checking up on them by taking a look in the mirror.
Yes. Yes, Lucy. That was definitely an episode of the podcast. Punta Vista, thank you so much for joining us on this crazy ride as we explore this world and our place in it. You know, there's so much happening and just getting a little slice of it every week and sharing it with you, my podcasting colleagues, and you, the listener, is a sheer beautiful joy. Thank you for paying us money. That gives us money, which we use to buy stuff.
Yeah.
And that gives us happiness because money can be exchanged for goods and services.
And I love goods. And
me too.
I've become quite fond of services.
I love to be served.
We will see you on the free episode, unless, of course, this was your final episode with us, in which case I give you the official Punta Vista goodbye salute. It was lovely having you for this time.
Flags at half mast.
Good luck with the rest of your life, and I hope you find happiness with the whatever podcast you choose to be with instead of us.
I hope it makes you happy.
Yeah.
I hope when you decided to unsubscribe from our Patreon and went to the Kill James Bond one, that they make you happy on the weekend, because I think they could. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.